I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today.
Wiped out my debilitating pain in less than 30 seconds with zero drugs. Pastor Dave and hundreds of others have experienced the quantum effect for themselves. It's backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing. Quantum is simply about two things. Number one, intentions. As a man thinketh, so he is. And two, renewing your mind with the Word of God. Only QE Strong encodes key intentions and Bible verses about pain relief onto the small patch. You simply place it on your body each day. And with a bonus prayer guide, read out loud a positive intention and one or two Bible verses about pain relief each day. The patch provides the touch, and the prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to relieve pain with the senses God gave you. It even works for people who have suffered decades of chronic pain. Are you ready to experience the quantum effect? Go to blessed2teach.com/pain.
Hey, it's Rick in Virginia Beach, and I got the infamous Anna Kate here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so awesome how you've changed your life around from a survivor and poker playing to just being on fire for the Lord. I just love it.
Well, I love being here. I mean, this is always my favorite to sit down and talk with you because I love talking about experiences with the Lord, is saying what the Lord is updating us on, and just honestly, people that are so pure heart and love Jesus. Because I'm telling you, you know, I meet a lot of people on the road, Rick, and I give God all the glory, but you really have such a beautiful, pure heart, and you resonate Jesus from the first moment I met you. So I always love sitting down and seeing how you're doing, what the Lord is doing with you, and just having a conversation. So it's always an honor.
It is so awesome for me to just get to meet so many people that are hearing from the Lord directly, right? I talk about the gifts of miracles and healing in my ministry a lot, but there's a gift of prophetic that I know that Mary and Julie and Amanda, but you have some of that as well, right? You're getting some of those, and you're just so you you actually had a visitation from the Lord when you were converted, right? They touched you on the shoulder, I think it was. Is that right?
It was an encounter with the Holy Spirit at the wall.
Okay. Well, I remember that. But that was when you were an atheist.
An atheist at the Western Wall.
Your conversion experience, wasn't there something really amazing about that?
When the Lord came into my room, and I knew it was the Lord, was when actually there was I didn't see the demon, but it was sitting on me,
that's
and it was
right. That's
was
right.
It was
that's
I could. I,
you've
it
told
was
the story,
choking
but,
me.
But you, but for those that didn't hear it, would you mind?
Sure, I'll say it again. So I gave my life to the Lord in 2016. I was 26. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 26. 2016 or 26. Fast forward to 2018, reading the Word, because I didn't really, I was an ignorant baby Christian. I didn't know the Word. I didn't read the Word. I had one Christian friend, and the one Christian friend told me that the Bible was outdated, that I can skip parts. A little crazy, but really dangerous and really bad. So, but you know, it's okay. I was being convicted in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit was convicting me. I just did not know, you know, I really need to read the Word. So I got in the Word. When I really gave my heart and soul to Jesus, when I literally felt I felt a heart change. I was at the last Mike Bickle event, IHOP event called One Thing. in Kansas City in 2018, and while I was worshiping, I had a vision of, this is interesting, I don't know if I ever told you this one. Mm-hmm. I was worshiping the Lord. This was the same moment when I literally felt my heart come out in a brand new beating heart. I saw it in the spirit. I literally know the moment it happened.
That's
and I
Ezekiel
felt it.
Ezekiel 36:26.
Amen. We'll replace your stony heart and replace it with a heart of flesh.
Yeah.
And I literally felt it. And people have seen angels do this. I felt the glory of the Lord was so strong. He changed my heart. And on top of that, I was closing my eyes, worshiping the Lord. It's when I really was born again. I knew it.
Uh-huh.
And that night was when the devil came, which I'll say in a second. But uh-huh. as I was worshiping the Lord, I had a vision. It was so far away, but it was like in the top right-hand corner of my vision. And I remember I zoomed in as my eyes were closed and worshiping, and I see a courthouse, a white courthouse with the pillars, and I saw three white thrones, massive thrones. Mm-hmm. I saw in the middle, it was like a bubble. I couldn't see it. It was like a fog. It was like basically a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was the Father. And on my left, on his right, I saw Jesus sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a still image. And they were watching the worship. And I remember thinking, why is the third throne empty?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the third throne empty? I'm so confused why there's an empty throne in heaven. And then I heard this, because the Holy Spirit is on earth.
Awesome.
And I thought, whoa. That night I went home. I watched a bunch of Todd White videos.
Mm-hmm.
I had the fire. I mean, I was like, I can't wait to go and evangelize and tell every person I meet about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I was on fire.
Right.
I went to sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt something sitting on me, on my stomach, like a small little creature sitting on my stomach, hand to throat, choking me. I couldn't breathe. I was paralyzed. This happened three times in my life, when I was 13, 18 in Jerusalem, and when I was 28 in the Western, in 2018. Choking me, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't think. I remember trying to say Jesus. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't even think the word Jesus. It wasn't letting me. It was preventing me from even saying it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment where I was really starting to go out, I felt this. I didn't see it, but I felt the glory. It was the most amount I've ever felt in my life. Peace. Unexplainable peace. This peace came in my room, and it was like the shape of a man. And I just saw his arm go just like that, and that thing left, and it literally lulled me instantly to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fast, and I tell you, that night was one of the most peaceful sleep of my life. I literally, I didn't even have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I just slept like a baby. I was instantly lulled. When I woke up in the morning, I thought, did that really happen last
mm-hmm.
night? Because I was instantly sleeping. So,
right.
and I woke up, but I knew it was real, and it was in the corner. It was all the way at the end of the living room. I didn't see the Lord, but I know it was the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just peaceful glory. It was awesome. So thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's and then you started getting really active politically as well. So mm-hmm. when did the politics come with it, with the actually loving of Jesus?
Sure.
And Pat? And
yeah, so 2016 I got saved, and then I was in the cave with the Lord. I call it a cave with the Lord for about a year and a half, studying and reading the Word. Really started reading the Word. Again, I had a Christian friend telling me some of it's not real, but my spirit was telling me it was real. Reading the Word, I had so many encounters with the Holy Ghost, visions, dreams. I didn't even read Revelation. I had dreams of like hellfire and brimstone falling on people. People were running in the woods, petrified. I had no idea what that meant. And so I had a lot of just revelation. I didn't have a pastor. I was just reading. And then I cried out for a church and a pastor. I said, Lord, I want a community. I want a pastor. And so he led me to Times Square Church. And then in 2017, I said, Lord, I want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came out of the world. I was home living on my savings for a year and a half. Left the world, left my boyfriend at the time, just followed Jesus. And so I said, Lord, I want to get involved politically. I want to serve this country that has given me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was I had a phone call from James O'Keefe
mm-hmm.
and asked me if I want to work in Project Veritas. And I thought, yes, thank you, Jesus. Perfect timing. Like a week after I asked, I was actually not even asking, I was begging the Lord.
Right.
I'm like, Lord, I miss working. I miss meeting people. I'm literally just me, my cats and my mom would come
right.
in and out. So you know, so I was grateful.
I imagine you get paid like electronically some way to where you're not getting this big check that says Project Veritas on it.
Funny enough, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I had a cover. I had an LLC I created.
Okay.
So I would get paid through my LLC, so I protected
sense.
My name because they were telling us, obviously, right, because you got to protect your name, like you said,
yeah.
Right? So, they were trying to leak it with the IRS, who donates to James O'Keefe, who works with Project Veritas.
Yeah, they're attacking every way they can.
Any way they can. So the boss said, listen, just do an LLC, make an LLC, we'll go through there, and it'll cover your name.
Yeah, okay, good.
And I was never going to tell anyone I worked with them until New York Times, you know, wrote a hit piece and blew that out open. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So now you can use it as part of the testimony, though.
But God, yeah, God gets the glory, so thank you, Jesus. I really wanted to help this nation. And listen, God is so good. He knows the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
The word says that those who, you know, love the presence of the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, too, when you can read it two ways. He will give you the desires of your heart,
mm-hmm.
or he will give you the desires. He will give you the desires of your heart. And he really both ways, because there's sometimes he'll put something in you and you're like, why do I want to do this?
Yeah.
And again, it's not a sin. Like, why do I? No, it's why do I want to read this book so bad? Why do I want to go to this event? Lord, is this you? And a lot of times that it's him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's him.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I also loved it in your talk today. One of my favorite parts of that was the fact that you realized that your enemy wasn't these people that you were talking to at Project Veritas. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. This really, really broke me because, you know, I got saved. I was very zealous for the Lord. If you don't know Jesus, you're going to go to hell. You know, like, Democrats are my enemies and you're going to hell. You need to repent. And so the Lord was like, slow down, calm down, hold on a second. And so that was another beautiful thing about Project Veritas was that it wasn't just a job to help the country. It was also a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was, one, learning humility, learning when to shut your mouth, learning.
You had to shut your mouth a lot there.
A lot. You had to listen,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fruits of the spirit, patience. You had to learn patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I started realizing they were really, a lot of them were really sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I shared on stage. You see, a lot of times the left shares truth without love without truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times on the right, we're preaching truth without love.
Mm-hmm.
See, they come from a good place where they want to help,
mm-hmm.
but they don't realize the ideology that they've been spoon-fed does not work. We know it does not work. My family went through communism. They know it doesn't work. So they're trying to help, but they just don't know how, and they believe that it's going to work, but it's not. As we know, it's just, it's communism. It's never going to...
Sold the lie of socialism and communism.
It's exactly right. And you know, when the enemy attacks them with the lie so often, they believe it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I started seeing that, my gosh, my heart broke for them. Some of them had stories and testimonies. Their dad left the home, a broken home here. You know, father died in terrible acts, an orphan here. I mean, all of these stories. I had a friend who infiltrated Antifa. He told me, he's like, Anna, you're going to be shocked. Most of the people that are in Antifa, all of them do not have a father from a young age. Either got killed, was in jail, and a lot of these are white people.
Right.
And I thought, really? And it just started clicking to me, and the Lord really showed, listen, your enemy is not people. Your enemy is not the Democrats. I was blind. I was also a Democrat, thought I was doing good, saying abortion is okay. Everyone has free choice.
I was there, too.
I was there. I was brainwashed. I didn't think I was an enemy of people. I thought I was helping people. So when you see Ephesians 6, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, you realize our enemy is the devil, his demons. He's a defeated foe. He's under our feet. Listen, the devil knows your shoe size really well. So, and that's how it always will be, because Jesus defeated the enemy 2,000 years ago.
I love it.
So
and that's the thing. There's going to be all kinds of mercy and grace as these people wake up, right? And that's what's going to be cool. We get to be part of that big, great harvest, I believe.
Amen. And this is it now. When people say, I'm praying for the revival, first of all, revival's here. Second of all, mm-hmm. you can't preach revival if you yourself are not revived.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not full of the fire, how in the world are you going to expect others to catch the fire? So you need to be delivered. You need to repent. And let me tell you, once saved, always saved is not true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a daily deliverance. There's a daily maturity. There's a big difference. There's two things. There's salvation and there's maturity. and we mature by the grace of God every day.
So justification, right? You got to work, and that's what God, the authority of Jesus is massive. The authority of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I've been really talking to my audience about. And Julie Green, in her latest words, is really talking about that a lot too. We need to start using that authority.
Yes, we need to start using and really knowing who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do this long, complex prayer. The Lord knows what you're going to pray for, what you need before you start praying.
Right.
You know, Jesus would tell a demon, come out in Jesus' name. A lot of times he was fasting. That's why he says you need to fast as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it wouldn't be this long, drawn-out prayer. The Holy Ghost can move. Even Daniel, mm-hmm. when he started praying, the Lord said, as soon as you started praying, I sent the angel.
Mm-hmm.
I sent the angel as soon as you started praying. So having the faith that the Lord responds, a prayer of a righteous man will avail much. He is not a liar. The Lord always tells the truth. He's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so praise God.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us what's next for Anna Kate.
Well, I want to say what's next for the Holy Ghost, I think, and the country, because okay. I have no idea what I'm doing tomorrow. I okay. It's just every day is whatever the Lord wants to do. But what I want to say, what the Lord is saying about the country, is this is really a time where I was praying with my spiritual mom, and the Lord told her, Pastor Ruth, the Lord told her the mercy, what did she, the Lord say? The mercy gate is closed. For the enemy. He gave them so much time to repent.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, it is time now for my justice and my judgment.
Yeah.
It is time for justice and judgment. For the righteous, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. For the wicked, this is going to be a terrible, terrible year. What Julie says, right. Julie Green says about the Great Exodus is this year. The Lord told me in 2020, he kept saying, Red Sea, Red Sea. My people are about to go through the Red Sea like they've never seen it before. And honestly, this is it. Like, this is such an exciting time. And, you know, Julie and the prophets are saying it's going to look like it's getting worse. Like, just like the Israelites, when they ran away from the Pharaoh, they're at the Red Sea. Now they are stuck and trapped, and it looks like it is bad. Yeah. It is over. Mm-hmm. This got way worse than before. We were slaves. Now we're about to get murdered. This is worse than before.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing? And they looked at Moses. Moses, were there not enough graves in Egypt? And we're at the point where we're really starting to get to the point where it's like, how much worse can it get?
Yeah.
You know, food shortage, this, that. But you know what? God, that's when the Lord gets the glory.
Yeah.
That's when the Lord opens it up in such a way for his people that we never thought of. The Israelites, and Moses included, never. He was also like, well, I have faith, but I have no idea what the Lord's going to do in this situation. And the Lord said, you know, put out your staff, and opened. You know, the Red Sea opened. So we're at the moment where we're about to see such miracles from the Lord, justice, and again, mercy time. He gave them, see, the Lord is so merciful. The Bible says that mercy triumphs over judgment. God wants to be merciful. He's full of mercy. But there's a time where he says, enough.
Right. I think that especially applies to the leadership. There's still going to be a lot of mercy as he wakes up people.
Yes.
Right? That they're gonna, I think that's what the great harvest is all about, right?
Yes. And honestly, this is what my spiritual mom said. Even Julie said, they're neck and neck. Same thing. The Holy Ghost is saying the same thing to the prophets, which is they even saw, both of them even saw pastors and pulpits just dying.
Right.
Falling out.
Being judged.
Judge, enough time. Mercy time is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's judgment time. And how it happens in the house of the Lord first and then in the world. So thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, and it even says in Exodus 14 that all Egypt knew who the Lord was after
yes,
that happened.
Yes, the whole world.
And that means the left, the millennials,
yes.
You know.
Here's the crazy thing. Egypt, but also the entire world.
Right.
So even when they went to Cana, yeah. They said, oh, wait, you're the Israelites? We heard about what happened with you. We
yeah.
know your God is, you know, Rahab was like, okay. When Joshua and Caleb were like, can we stay here? Can you hide us? They were like, we can do whatever you want because we heard what your Lord did in Egypt.
Yeah.
So they were pet. The whole world knew.
Yeah.
So it's not even just America's going to know, and the left and the right and the Democrat. The whole world is going to know that God is with America and it's
and
clean time.
All
clean
the
time.
Way to be the lineage of Christ came through Ruth.
Yes.
I mean through Rahab.
Rahab, exactly. Yeah. A prostitute. It was unbelievable.
God can use anybody, and that's a beautiful part about this.
That's right. And that's something that I always make sure to share is like, there's no favorites. The Lord has no favorites. Actually, it's a sin to have favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sin to say, oh, I like Rick more. Or I have a favorite child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no favorite. The Lord loves the rich and the poor.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the humble. He resists the proud. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So obviously a bunch of Christian patriots. What can they pray for Anna Kate about specifically?
Yeah, and to answer your question, just pray about, I'm working on a film. I'm working on a political film. You know, there's a lot of political films out there, and there's no solution. You leave the theater, and you're pissed off. You're like, you know, you leave more angry than you came in. You know, like, okay, I know there's problems, but what's the solution? The solution is the gospel. The solution is the Lord Jesus. The solution is peace and joy and His presence. So we're working on a film, and it's going to be like a film where it shows a spiritual aspect, like what's happening in the spirit realm. Some things that the Lord showed in a dream and showed Pastor Ruth in a vision. And so basically the solution is the gospel. And it's not just issues on the left. Honestly, there's also issues on the right.
Yeah, I want a question.
You know, we've been to many rhinos, and we've been to many rallies where, you know, I see my friends who cursing, Antifa cursing, BLM, and I said, no. They're not our enemy. They are not our enemy. You walk over there in love. You talk to them. Like Pastor Ruth, my spiritual mom, she goes out there and she goes to BLM events. She doesn't have a Trump hat on. She just has a Jesus shirt on. And they say, are you for Biden or are you for Trump? She goes, I'm for neither. I'm for God. But God told me to vote for Trump, so I voted for Trump. But I'm for God. So she's there, and she preaches Jesus. She loves on them. She has a conversation. She prays for them. She prophesies over them. They're in tears, and they get saved. To the point where one of the BLM, the lady that led the BLM march in Beverly Hills, ended up giving Pastor Ruth the megaphone. She got to preach Jesus. See, that's coming. You know, it's just being wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove.
Right.
Going in there, getting access, praying for them. Then Pastor Ruth said, can I adopt you as a spiritual daughter? And she said, I would love that because I'm an orphan.
Wow.
So things like that will break you. And that's why Apostle Paul said, what does it profit a man? Well, if he loses his soul, but that's not the verse I was going to say. But what is the profit of man when you do everything out of love? You have to do everything in love. You can prophesy, but what profit does it have if it's without love? Mm-hmm. You can preach the gospel. What is the profit if it's without love? Always love has to be the intent of our heart. The Lord searches the intentions of our heart. Mm-hmm. So loving in love, and it's not easy, but through the Holy Ghost, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. You love on them, bless them. Even when they're cursing at you, you say, brother, well, you know, listen, friend. Jesus loves you, and He has a great plan for your life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you've been through, but He loves you and forgives you, and He wants to know you and be your Lord and Savior. So
what's the prayer request for you?
Prayer request. So pray on strategies, also, you know, game plan, and just we want to do it exactly what the Holy Spirit is showing, and also finances as well. One of the born-again Christians, they have a lawsuit that they're tied into because companies stole $40 million from them, but they love the Lord and they want to fund Harvest movies.
Mm-hmm.
So political movies, that people think they're going to watch a political movie, but it's actually the gospel. We're actually working on also a Christian show, mm-hmm. And the Lord said it's going to be on secular television. So Christian show on secular television, that's going to be a miracle. So
awesome. When you said
pray
born
for
again Christians,
well.
Is that an organization or something? Or
it's a group of people.
Okay.
And they've been funding movies for a long, long time. They funded Aquaman, a bunch of other movies, and now they're born again Christians, and they want to fund Christian films, and they want to work with us. So by God's grace, it will be amazing. It will save a lot of souls.
That sounds
Amen.
Awesome.
So please
awesome.
Pray for that.
Well, let me pray for you.
Yes,
there.
Please.
Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Anna Kate and what she's doing with just really showing how younger Christian patriots are raising up all over the world. And she's a lot younger than me anyway. But Lord, I just pray that you continue to use her in that mighty way, amplify her voice like never before. And Lord, she's really asked for, I think the first part of that was talking about that we won't judge those
yes.
that are thinking differently than us right now, that they'll be part of the great harvest of the
yes.
Lord. And let's love them into the kingdom. And when they get woken up, they're going to be devastated when some of their past things they've done. And Lord, may we show them forgiveness, may we be the Christ in their life and show them that, Lord. And that'll be a mighty movement throughout this land, Lord. And we pray specifically for this organization. And I'm going to expand it a little bit to this, the whole mountain of arts and entertainment.
Yes.
Lord. I know Mary Crowley's fighting that. This born-again
all
Christian groups
mountains,
are fighting
Lord.
This. We just pray for massive funding coming into them.
Gosh,
that as the arts and entertainment mountain starts to crumble, and the, yes. and everybody's exposed, and the veil's lifted off everybody's eyes, that they see the evil, they'll be rejected and removed, and you'll replace it with men and women of God, and that many millionaires and billionaires in Christ
yes.
will
Thank
start
you,
funding godly movements.
Yes, Lord.
And the born again Christians here,
Hallelujah.
Mary Crowley's Destiny Ministries,
yes.
and many other ministries.
Yes,
Lord. We just can't
the
wait
Lonnie
to see
the Lonnie
Frisbee
movie in Jesus' name.
Yes, that'd be so awesome to see
this
that.
This is time.
And we're going to see Academy Award winning things.
Yes,
from Mary and other people that are glorifying you, Lord. We're looking so forward to seeing true entertainment come back yeah. versus this vile entertainment that we have now,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
That is just
going to
be so awesome.
Would.
Please protect Anna, her family, her extended family, her future team, and not only protect them, but just bless them in every way possible, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We love you so much, Jesus, and we say these things in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you guys. Love you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Signing off from Virginia Beach.
Twitter permanently suspending MyPillow CEO and Trump ally Mike Lindell.
A number of companies who have decided to stop selling MyPillow products.
And they're attacking not only MyPillow, many other companies out there, but they're attacking my vendors.
The CEO of MyPillow has been named in a $1.3 billion defamation suit.
MyPillow just sued Dominion for $1.6 billion. Divine appointments, divine intervention in there, and my faith is what kept me going all those years.
And the bigger platform is my evangelism and speaking about God, having the same passion with God, getting to God as I do the pillow.
We have the B2T promo code for, and I was telling
the biggest savings in history for my pillow. Everybody, use that code.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Rick here in Virginia Beach, and I've got Cassandra Watkins for Justice Uncensored. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know you interviewed me way back when you were with the Liberty Report, right?
Yes.
But now you've kind of broken off into your own deal. So tell us about how that all happened.
Well, it's very much a calling. I have been on a journey with the Lord, and I have a pretty heavy backstory where I've been through horrible things. Professionals
wow.
have said the majority of people who went through what I went through typically go substance abuse or suicide, but God's hand was over me. And what's amazing is the redemptive work that He has done, and it's also all the pain has produced my passion to fight for justice. And so I look at this whole journey, Liberty Report, and even before then, even my early beginnings, and I was very active in grassroots politics.
Right.
I had a passion for justice. And if you want to see a change, you get involved in the process. And
right.
so it's just spurred me on to go and do something and
right.
also inspire others to do.
Right. And so where would people find you? So before we get into the story, it would be what's the best place to find you to do your podcast?
Justice Uncensored. I'm on most all podcasting
okay.
platforms. I'm also Rumble. YouTube okay. doesn't like me. I'm already basically kicked off of there
right.
because
if
censorship.
You tell truth.
I do tell truth.
Yeah. Yep, yep. So that's good, though. So you have video and audio.
I do.
Both, okay, awesome. Rumble would be the best place for video, probably?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Great. And it would be Justice Uncensored. They would search
Justice Uncensored.
Great.
And I'm also on Truth Social, and I'm on Facebook. That used to be my main platform, but I'm shadow banned like
shadow
crazy.
Shadow banned, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they had to get truth out elsewhere. So tell us a little bit of that story about when you got the vaccine and what the injury was.
Oh, no, I didn't get the
okay.
vaccine.
I'm sorry. So I thought it was an earlier vaccine. Or what were you
no,
saying about that?
Early on, I have a story where I've been through horrible things. But, yeah,
okay.
it wasn't. I am
okay.
passionate about that issue because I understand what they are doing
right.
with the vaccine and how diabolically wicked it is.
Yeah.
But, so my story actually, my stepdad, Heavy, and I want to say, like, for your audience, if you're listening and you're easily triggered, this might touch some places because it's heavy, but God is a redeemer.
Yes.
And so I pray that even as I'm sharing my story that it brings healing to you and you know that there is freedom through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my stepdad was a pedophile
mm-hmm.
and he did
Ouch.
Horrible things to me, ritualistic things to me. And he told me that he would kill me if I ever told anybody what he did to me.
Wow.
And so for the majority of my life, I was locked in fear because I knew, and I didn't trust my mom because she watched him physically abuse me.
Wow.
And did nothing about it.
Wow.
And so, so
what age did that start at?
The sexual started around the age of 4. It was before I started kindergarten.
Wow.
And then it stopped, the sexual abuse, when I was 7. And I didn't understand why it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that my grandpa, I found out, this was in 2017, I finally got some answers, but my grandpa intervened for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He knew and said something, an indirect threat to my stepdad. And so after the sexual abuse stopped, physical abuse started. He beat me until I was black and blue. I even had a horse, and this was the most traumatic thing that he ever did. But he told me other people suffer from my mistakes, and he gave me a stick and told me that if I did not beat my horse hard enough with a stick, he would take the stick away from me and beat me with it. And so that was what almost broke me, because I loved my animal, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so, but after that, I spiraled drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, and I was crying from the depths of my soul for love.
Yeah.
But there was a fighter in me, and it was, I would always fight for justice. If a kid was bullied, I would jump in the fire to pull them out, even though I knew nobody would pull me out because God made me tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so in it, it's just interesting how he made me an advocate for others early on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all of this, as I got out of high school, I was so hungry for truth. And I always knew Jesus was Lord. I just didn't want anything to do with Christians because all I saw was hypocrisy. And I was like, what is real? And so what happened is it was truly remarkable. I started on a journey, and I was invited to church, and I finally went. And it was like God just hit my heart. And it wasn't the building. It was I encountered Jesus. And he started peeling layers back. And then I understood that he's a good father and he loves his kids. And so it was just this. He started revealing to me that he's not like this tyrant in the sky that has all these rules and doesn't want us to have fun. He tells us not to do things because he's a good dad and he knows what's best for his kids. And when I understood he loves me and I love him, I didn't want to go against his word and hurt him. So it was easy for me to say no to my flesh. And I told him, I said, I've lived in spiritual Egypt my whole life, and I'm not going to prolong my wilderness experience by disobedience. So
there you go.
I give you my whole life. And it was this radical surrender. And
about how old were you then when that happened?
Mid-20s.
Okay, good.
And so, but that, even before that, I was moving in grassroots politics. I relate to Joseph a lot. I feel like I was put in places where there was no logical explanation for me to be other than the favor of God. And he had purpose in it. And it's so amazing to look back. Even before I was fully following and serving him, he was with me. And it's just really amazing. And then I started being completely led. I left everything. So for me to tell my story, my mom is still married to my stepdad. And I knew that he would like for me not to be breathing air right now, but I knew he couldn't touch me unless the Lord permitted it. And I knew that God wanted to use my story to bring healing to others. So in 2015, I went public, and I haven't seen my mom since. And she's still married to him. But as a result, he has carried me around the world. I've been all across the United States, and it's the darkest, most painful places of my personal story and walk that God has used to bring so much healing and freedom to other people. So it's all, I don't see myself as a victim, and I feel that it's all worth it for that to help others. So.
Awesome. And so tell us a little bit about your podcast and what you're covering now.
Justice Uncensored is, it's funny, I've got a whole diverse array of people that I bring on. It was birthed from one of my life scriptures, which is Amos 5:24. Let justice roll like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream. And what's fun is the Lord gave me Justice Uncensored, the name, in 2017, but he said it wasn't time yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, you know, I wait and let him lead. Well, he connected me. I've got an amazing team. And what's so cool is this year on 5/24, May 24th, my podcast launched, and my first guest was none other than Roger Stone.
Awesome.
So it's like the stone that takes the giant down.
Yeah,
so,
that Kim Clement talked about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't, do you know, I didn't know that prophecy, and I said that, and he told me that Kim Clement prophesied that, and I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, that is awesome. So Roger Stone's an example of somebody talking uncensored.
He is, exactly.
Sure. That's a great start. So 5/24, that's just a while ago. So who else? Some other guests that you've had on?
I have interviewed Tommy Vex. I met him. This is another Joseph moment, but I was invited to Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
And so
nice.
That was really cool. Yeah. And Tommy Vex, his story is incredible. He's a multi-platinum rock artist. I don't listen to that type of music, but we connected, and
how do you spell his last name?
V-E-X-T.
Okay, V-E-X-T. Okay.
And he was like number one in the world in 2019 and 2020, and then he came out with his views and was
completely wiped out. The corrupt industries, right? This is why we had to take all seven mountains back, right?
That's
including
exactly
arts and entertainment. Right, yeah.
And I actually have brought on, with Liberty Report, I interviewed Mike Lindell and David Harris Jr.
Awesome.
And some of those.
And me.
And you. And I'm actually bringing, Chadwick said that I could bring some of those over. And so I've put a few of those interviews from Liberty Report on as well. But it's off to a pretty good start. And I just, you know, it belongs to the Lord. And I'm just like, you know, whatever he wants to do with it, he can.
That is awesome. So we have a bunch of Christian patriots here. So what can they pray for Cassandra specifically about?
Well, I feel like for all of us, we are in this very unique time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But as my passion is for Justice Uncensored, I want to see people moving in the fullness of freedom. And also, I believe that the word says that the Lord restores the years that the locust and the cankerworm have eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel is happening right now is we are seeing the Lord render justice. And a lot of people, and I feel like justice and judgment, they flow in the same stream. And that is some, judgment is a word that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. But if you're in a courtroom and there's a judgment, half of the court is rejoicing.
Yeah.
And the other half of the court is weeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel personally that we are about to corporately and even globally see justice on a very big scale. We're watching it unfold even now with Roe v. Wade and all of these amazing things that are happening. But I also know that God is rendering judgment and justice on the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally, this request is going to make some people uncomfortable, but I pray, because we're called to pray for our enemies and bless those who persecute us. I honestly pray for people like my stepdad, because I believe the reason why justice has not come fully yet is because it's the mercy and the grace of God, and he gives people time to make things right with him. But whenever they choose to continue going their own way, he does intervene. And whenever God comes in, it's a very serious thing. So I'm praying for people like my stepdad, and that is something that you could pray for as well, because I want even the most wicked, I want them
to
the
repent.
Lord, to repent. The Lord desires that none shall perish, but all shall come to repentance through Christ Jesus. So
awesome.
So pray for them.
That sounds great. Do you mind if I pray with you now?
I would love that.
All right. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Cassandra Watkins, Lord, and her walk. And let me just pray for blessings on her podcast of Justice Uncensored. Lord, thank you for giving that vision to her. And we just pray that you'll amplify her voice, amplify this podcast in a major way to where it will have a huge effect on people, Lord. Use her in a mighty way. Protect her and give blessings across all of her life, Lord. And we pray for specifically for what she's asked for here, Lord, and that many, many of the wicked people will come to realization. You'll pull the scales off them, and they will see what they've done and repent and come to you, Lord, in heavy repentance. And many more will fill this with heavenly realm, Lord. We look so forward to seeing these people come and turn and cry out to you. And Lord, and we also look forward to your justice for those that won't. Lord, that we this justice will be not just in the United States, it'll be worldwide, and we see that. And in fact, we're going to call that down in Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus, by the name above all names, that all seven mountains and all the corruptness will be exposed to everybody. Scales will be pulled off people's eyes. They'll be able to see exactly the truth of what these medical cartel is, what they're doing in the arts and entertainment, what they're doing in the business world, what they're doing in the government, what they're even doing in the church, what they're even doing with the family, with transgenderism, etc. Pull the scales off everyone by Jesus' name, Lord, and bring judgment there. But Lord, thank you for your mercy and grace and bringing many to you before that happens. Lord, we love you, and we just ask again for to use Cassandra in a mighty way for your purposes. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Signing off from Virginia Beach. It's Rick here in Virginia Beach, and I've got Julie Green. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on again. I love being on your show.
Yeah, Julie Green, Internet, JGM, International.org.
Yes.
Right, that's
yes.
That's the website.
Yep.
So make sure she's got a bunch of fulfilled prophecies there, as well as her prophecies that you can search. So make sure you go JGM. International.org,
yep.
Right? Okay, that's where you can find her. Also, Rumble is where you'll find her not daily. That's probably the best place to go.
Rumble's the best place to go right now, daily.
Yeah,
yes.
I guess you still have them at, on your website. Has you can find them there as well.
The prophecies and the videos.
Right, off YouTube because of the censorship, right?
So, four times. I got my four badges of honor.
Yeah, that's right. That means she tells the truth. So that's true. So
they don't like the truth so much.
No really. Question. It's been so powerful and so encouraging, and that's another. That's part of what your ministry really is about, right?
Yeah.
And also being, one thing I really love is about how you're really encouraging people to be understand who they are in Christ and how powerful the blood and authority of Jesus is.
Yes. And I want everybody to know that because it's really super important right now because God wants us to have that revelation, to know who we are because we have more power than we know that we have. We have the greater one on the inside of us, that greatest in the world. So we have all these giants in our nation. We have all these giants around the world. But God is saying, no, I am bigger and I am you. Mm-hmm. I am in you. So, I mean, that's what I meant to say. I'm in you. And all you have to do is take that and receive what God is saying. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. God is bigger than anything that they are doing. He's bigger than anything they have planned. He knows their plans before they plan it. And he's saying, I've got this. So that's the reason why we have to really be focused on God. And so when all these things are shaking around us and all this stuff is moving, we aren't moved.
That's right.
We're like that solid rock, you know, we stand. And so when everything else is shaking, we're not shaking. But he said everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
Yes.
But what he's doing, he's perfecting us, he's strengthening us, and he's getting us to rise up, and he's awakening the body of Christ right now, because that's exactly what we need to be doing in this hour right now.
I always say, holding on to the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Everything around us is going to be, but the kingdom of God and the glory of God is going to fill this earth, and God is going to be known greater than he's ever had before in this world.
Right.
I mean, really, really, really. He's going to show the world he still is that God, the great I am that's in the Bible.
Yeah, and if we just kind of paint the picture of some of the bigger prophecies you've given, it's like going to be an amazing time period. Like, can you kind of summarize just a few of the big things that you think are going to happen? That you know are going to happen because he's told you in a better way.
One thing, we're getting our country back. So the country that we've seen is going to go by the wayside. It is going to die. But we're going to see a new country reborn. The country that our ancestors and our forefathers really started this country out to be, the one that they had envisioned, we get to see that United States come to pass. We are seeing our rightful president come to back before what people think he's going to come back. And God is saying the reason for that is because he goes, I do things in unconventional ways.
Mm-hmm.
He even said that in one of his words. I do things in unconventional ways. And you can see that with the Exodus. You can see that with the Red Sea. You can see that with David. You can see that with Daniel. It is not conventional how he saved all of his children. You got to think about that. He saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a furnace.
Right.
I mean, conventionally, people would think, oh, no, God's going to save them before they get thrown in the furnace. That's how we would be, you know. Yeah. God's going to show up before that. No, he said, oh, I showed up in the midst of that. And the reason for that is because I wanted to show my people then who I was, but also we're still talking about it today. It's still influential today. It's still like, that was so impossible. How could God have done that? He is that God who is nothing is impossible, and he is doing those things today, and we should be expecting that and receiving that.
We praise all the time, and one of the songs is The Fourth Man in the Fire.
Yes!
It's one of our favorite. Talk about how important praise and worship is at this point in time.
Praise and worship is so important. The reason for that is because it destroys the power of the enemy. So remember in the Bible that he put praise and worshipers in the front line?
Yeah.
What happened to the enemy? They scattered and they ran.
They fought each other and died. Yes. A lot of them did.
Yes. And so, because the battle is the Lord's. Yeah. And so, even in the midst of battle, if we're just praising and worshiping God, it rattles the gates of hell. It destroys our power over you. Fear is destroyed. Depression is destroyed. All that heaviness, that spirit of heaviness, no, you're going to have the garment of praise. So God will turn around what Satan meant to harm you. God's going to say, no, I'm going to turn it into something good. Right. So that's why praise and worship is so important. He says in his Bible, so sacrifice of praise. But he also said, you enter the courts with thanksgiving and praise. That's why it's so important. We enter God's courts with thanksgiving and praise. And that's what ushers in the glory. It ushers in that anointing. It ushers in that joy. It ushers in that peace. I have gone into my prayer closet so many times, overwhelmed, fearful, afraid, sick, in pain, and overwhelmed. I have come out of that rejoicing, shouting, and happy. Because I gave that sacrifice of joy. And it works every single time we put it to work.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And we teach that once you're praise and worshiping, you can do intercessory prayer at that time. It becomes even more powerful. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We have to realize Satan has weaknesses. We have to know his weaknesses. He knows ours. One of his weaknesses is you, when you're in a battle, he's expecting you to lay down, to quit, to cry, to whine, to moan, to groan, and complain. And when you're getting up and you're rejoicing in the midst of it, he doesn't know how to handle it. He doesn't have you anymore in those chains. Just like Robin Bullock always says, that song, Shake Those Shackles Off.
Yep.
When you're praising and worshiping, you're destroying those shackles that you've been in and destroying that captivity that Satan has had you in.
Yeah, and those intercessory prayer just... Whew.
An intercessory prayer. I'm telling you, we have had so many people. We have been interceding for so many people. And we do in our prayer calls. We praise and we worship God and we pray and we intercede on people's behalf. So many people free from cancer. Free from diabetes or free from, I mean, we prayed over a woman in California, had glaucoma, was going blind. She could see.
Wow.
And she was dancing around as that happened because of the joy of the Lord that came on her because he had healed her. I mean, it was just, what God does is so awesome.
Wow.
It is so awesome.
So obviously I was with you Thursday night where we were praying. Any stories there of anybody that you were praying for that hit you from Thursday night?
There was so many people that was baptized in the Holy Ghost. There were so many people that were healed. There was one young girl, and I laid a hands on her, and God had given me a prophetic word for her. I knew something was going on with her. He gave me words of wisdom, and I knew what to say to her, how to say it to her. And one of the things that he said when I opened up, he said, open up your eyes. Usually when I pray for people, my eyes are closed.
Right.
He said, open up your eyes.
Wow.
She was looking right at me, and I knew this a suicidal spirit was on her.
Wow.
And I had to take control over that, and as soon as I took control over that thing, she fell out in the spirit. Her mom had actually had her hands like this, like when she was in the sand, and she just started after that, a service dog came over and started licking at her, and she started, the joy of the Lord started coming over her.
Wow.
So it was, I mean, literally God had not only used me to say what he needed to say and break those chains off of her, but then a service dog came over, and he was like, he was a good service dog, but I mean, he just left where he was supposed to and laid right down on her and started licking her all over. It was beautiful.
Wow.
God even used a dog to bring joy. So it was beautiful.
So we have still Emmanuel singing over here. So can you do me an experiment? This will probably air in a couple of weeks. But could you just pray for a healing of somebody right now
of
in
course.
General?
And
guys, I'm just telling you, if you in faith Just listen to Julie, because she has an anointing on her, right? But more importantly, your faith and the worship going on right now. Would you mind just praying a little bit for somebody?
Heavenly Father, right now I just lift up every person that is watching. And there is somebody right now that's in excruciating back pain. You've had pain because you were in a car accident. And right now, God is touching you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive that freedom from that pain in your back right now. I'm commanding that pain to go right now and that healing to flow. I thank you, Father God, that you are restoring unto them everything that has been broken, everything that has been stolen, whether it's their muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and vertebrae. I thank you, Father God, that they are free right now in Jesus' name. There's also a woman right now who has been so overwhelmed with depression, you can't even get out of your bed. And I command by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that spirit of heaviness, that lying spirit that's been trying to control you, the deception spirit, I command that spirit of depression, get off of her right now in Jesus' name. Yes. And I thank you, Father God, the joy of the Lord is coming upon her, and she is laughing uncontrollably. Doesn't even know why she's laughing, but you are giving her that peace. She is seeing things in a different perspective. And I thank you, Father God, for that right now in Jesus' name. Also, somebody right now who is type 1 diabetic, God is saying, lay hands on your abdomen right now, and you command your body to come in line with the Word of God. Speak life into your body. Command your insulin. Command your blood sugars to come in line with the Word of God. Speak words of life. Speak what God needs you to speak, and God will completely restore your pancreas. And I'm telling you, this is a miracle from God. He's saying you won't need those insulin shots anymore. He is telling you to speak words of life, to speak words of healing, to speak the blessing upon your life, and He will do wondrous works in you. Because right now in this great Exodus, He said no feeble. And so no matter who you are, if we've called you out or not, God is saying you take my word and you receive what Jesus has already done. Take your healing right now, because it is there. There's no distance in the spiritual realm. There is anointing that's flowing through my hand, and you can say, I take it and I receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
So one time on our broadcast, there was a woman that he told me she was in pain. He said, put your hands wherever it was on her leg. Mm-hmm. And she said she did it, and she hit her leg like she was supposed to, and the pain was gone, and she's been pain-free since. And she goes, I was like almost about to get off, and all of a sudden you said, a woman, that, I don't know if she was doing the dishes or whatever it was, you have pain and God is healing you right now. And she took it and she was healed from it. It was just that all the miracles that we are getting and the healings that we are receiving in for our praise reports, it is outstanding. And we've been praying in our ministry that not only we receive a lot of prayer requests, but we are praying right now in our every Monday that we will receive more praise reports prayer requests.
I love it. I love it. Was yours an accident? Your back? Was it a car accident? Okay. So Henry's just he drove all the way for 6.5 hours to see me last night. And the person you were praying for, you didn't know, was right here.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
It just came by. That's what it is. That's how good God is. Uh-huh. He just had me move me into that anointing recently.
Yeah.
And one of the first times I ever did it, and it's literally the first time I ever did it on YouTube, a man emailed me and said, you called out somebody, you called out my name. I was about to commit suicide that day. I happened to turn on YouTube, and he said, you were the first video that came up. I had no idea who you were. I opened it up, and you said you had a suicidal spirit. You were a veteran. You're about to kill yourself, and God is saying this video was specifically for you. And he said he did not, obviously, and he got help, and he's making a new life for himself. So,
wow.
I mean, that's the power of God. When you are a willing vessel,
right?
Yeah, when you're a willing vessel, God knows what you need to hear. I don't know what you need to hear, but God knows. And if you are willing, I mean, God is faithful to do everything. Mm-hmm. And He is our healer. And it's amazing what He's doing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people are getting healed and freed right now.
Tell us a little bit what God told you everybody should be doing every morning about the blood.
pleading the blood of Jesus. Pleading the blood of Jesus over your doorposts, over your houses, over your children, over your vehicles, over your finances, over where you live or where you work. And the reason for that is because just like in the land of Goshen, he had them put the lamb's blood. Well, we have the sacrificial lamb, and that is Jesus Christ. And that is our protection. So when no matter what happens around the world in the next coming weeks or the next coming months, God is saying, you plead the blood of Jesus and your enemy cannot go past that bloodline. Just like the angel of death couldn't go past that bloodline when it came to the children of Israel when they were in Goshen, he's saying that no matter what your enemy does, he can't cross that bloodline. So know who you are. You will rattle the gates of hell when you have not only know the name of Jesus, a lot of people know the name of Jesus, but you have faith in that name. That name is above every name. That name is above cancer. That name is above diabetes. That name is above pain. That name is above no matter what it is. And when you have faith in it, it destroys the power of hell over you.
Awesome. And what's the sign say behind you when you're...
Oh, I'm washed by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. I'm healed by the blood. I'm saved by the blood. And devil, you can't defeat the blood.
I love it. That's what I was talking about. All right. And then now, can we just talk about it? First of all, I want to encourage you all to go to jgminternational.org and watch that daily video, or go to the Rumble channel of Julie Green Ministries to search that, the Rumble channel. And watch that every morning. It's usually four or five times a week.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting words from the Lord that are very encouraging, that she wants you to know right now. And you're starting to get a lot of fulfilled prophecies, and I'm going to talk about that. Yeah. One of them was like this weirdest one. She said, monkeys are going to be in your news for an unusual reason or something like that. And then she all of a sudden, and that was back in March 30th, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And here you had all the way 3 months later, monkeypox starts hitting the news. I showed it on Google Trend. Boom. Who would have thought? So can you talk a little bit about a few of the prophecies that recently were fulfilled, or maybe the Georgia Guidestones?
So I have a prophecy pulled up here. This is from January 22nd. Now, God has given me many prophecies on monuments. You can go to our website. You can go in the search bar under prophecies. I love our website, how easy it is to use. And you can search out all the prophecies. I only have one up right now. This is from January 22nd, and it says, you will see a monument destroyed in this hour. This monument will show the world that all their plans are failing as I speak these words. Know that when you see this monument crumble to the ground, I am moving quickly to restore my nation back as a superpower that the United States always was meant to be, with no restrictions, with no satanic agenda, with no interference, from any infiltrators, and with no more of these swamp rats controlling my nation or its government. A clean sweep of it all, a complete restoration, and people in power I have put in this hour. My light is shining on my nation to completely set you free from what you see now. Now that was, again, from January 22nd, called God's Hand Moving Across This Land. And now you see the Georgia Guidestones. That was one monument that they put up, and I think it was like 1980 or 1983. And that was actually the one world government type of thing. It was very, very evil, very demonic. And I was just on with Mary Crowley, and one of the things that it stood for was they wanted to, God had been talking about depopulation. I didn't know that Georgia Guidestones was one of the ones that talked about
500,000 people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what the elites wanted to do is what the Lord had showed me, is that they wanted to depopulate this world, and what they were trying to do that with is with COVID. COVID did not work how they wanted it to. Mm-hmm. But what they were trying to do, they really wanted to kill the majority of the population around the world. It did not happen. Why? Because but God, and God always has the final say. So it doesn't matter what our enemies say, it doesn't matter what our enemies try to do, what they use, what name they name it, God's name is bigger. And so there was another one, which is a huge prophecy, is God said about Israel. He's been giving me many prophecies about Israel. And guess what? The prime minister of Israel had just stepped down.
I don't think it's ever happened. Just a prime minister stepping down
not
in the
like
middle
this.
Of his term.
Not like this. Yeah. And this is going to be the fifth election in 3 years. And guess who it is going to usher back in? Benjamin Netanyahu. He gave the prophecies about Benjamin Netanyahu, how he was going to restore his name back to him because things have been said about him. Now, just like what happened with Trump, has been lied about, so was Benjamin Netanyahu. So God was saying he was going to restore their names. And not only is he restore their names, he's going to bring them back together around the same time. So, I mean, things are going really, really fast. But anyway, and then also Boris Johnson. Mm-hmm. God said about many world leaders were either going to step down, they were going to resign, they were going to not go for re-election, or they were going to die. And so we had three leaders. There was Israeli Prime Minister just stepped down. Boris Johnson out of, was the UK? Yeah, stepped down.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you had a former Prime Minister in Japan just assassinated on live TV.
Yes.
So this was right after Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade was another prophecy that he had given me December 5th. And not only was it the prophecy. Yes, he gave me three times. And not only was it about Roe versus Wade, but he said they were going to try to fill the streets.
Right.
But he said they were going to try to fill the streets, but he was going to deal with them. And that's exactly what happened. You saw them fill the streets. Mm-hmm. It didn't get that momentum. It didn't really get that oomph like it did after President Trump got elected, or after so many different things that they've tried in this this country. And so guess what? It faded away, just like God said it was going to. So prophecies are coming to pass. Sri Lanka was another huge one. He said it was going to be in the news. Sri Lanka's economy has collapsed.
Yeah.
This is like about a month or so before they were in the news. And then Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Taiwan was going to be in the news. Well, it is, because China was going to try to get into Japan, mm-hmm. or Taiwan, and that's what God had prophesied. He prophesied Japan. He has prophesied about, he said, the Netherlands. He said, watch the Netherlands. Within a few hours after that prophecy had come out, I had made it 4 days before it came out, because I pre-recorded before I got here. The Netherlands, all of a sudden, on the same day, the government started taking farmland away from the farmers, and started taking not only their farmland, but started taking all of their animals away for their food. And so there's a huge rise up. People, their farmers are trying to rise up there.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to fight the government. In Sri Lanka, they're trying to fight the government. And that goes along with another prophecy that God said, is that there's going to be a resistance.
That's right. And it's a big resistance.
Yes, so we're going to start seeing that more worldwide, and definitely in this country. But I could have you here for the majority of the day just talking about all the things that he has been fulfilling lately. I mean, it has been so powerful.
It's amazing. It's a big turning point. Right after Roe versus Wade, it seemed like boom, 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 boom.
He
right?
said that was a turning point. He actually had that in the first prophecy that I had, December 5th, of Roe versus Wade. He said basically that was a turning point. Because we were going to turn that country from death to life.
Yes.
And so we're going to start seeing more things change frequently and a lot quicker. And prophecies are happening much faster now.
Right.
Fulfillment of them. And he said that was going to happen too.
Yeah, and I know you can't get them all out, but she does have videos every once in a while that actually go fulfill prophecies. She'll give like 10 or 12 of them that happened or are being fulfilled. So great videos to watch there. Again, on the Rumble channel is probably the best place to go. Julie Green Ministries, just search that. Or go to jgminternational.org. You guys will be blessed by this, I promise you. I talk about it a lot on my show as well, as you know. But hey, with that, what can a bunch of Christian patriots here wanting to pray for you, so what can they pray for Julie Green specifically about?
Honestly, we always like to pray for protection. That's one thing I always ask every single time, because one of the things that God just gave me this morning that I actually gave out, well, you guys haven't seen it yet. He gave me on the 7th. I just made a video before I got here. To pray for the prophets.
Okay.
To pray, because one of the things that we have to do as prophets is we have to get out the truth. It is so important and so pivotal right now to get the truth out more, and with that truth that our adversary attacks.
Yes.
And so we really need to pray for the prophets, and also I want you guys to pray for our president, our rightful president, who's out ceasing right now. He gave us that instruction. Mm-hmm. But just for strength, and that, you know, we are asking God for wisdom all the time on what to do and when, and we are following his instructions, but just pray for our protection and pay for our peace and strength, and that we will do and we'll be able to do what God wants us to do.
It sounds awesome. All right. And you mind if I pray with you now on that?
Of course. I love him.
Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Julie Green and using her such a mighty way at this, for such a time as this, Lord. It's such a pleasure, and the encouragement that's coming from this. I pray that encouragement gets amplified to 100x to so many more people. They get to understand and hear Julie's voice and get to hear the encouragement you've given through her prophetic words. May JGM International just grow tremendously. May the YouTube, the Rumble channel grow tremendously, where more people are getting the truth, Lord. And as she asked for, we asked for protection, and she also asked for wisdom and strength. Lord, I pray you just give those to her like in a bigger way than she could even ask or imagine. That is like, wow. People are looking at how are you How are you getting up at 3 a.m. all the time? And then that just continues. And then you just refresh her spirit. We talk about this every time. I like to pray 3:19 over her every time, Acts 3:19. The refreshing spirit just comes over Julie right now, and then she sleeps well, even though they get up at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning to fly back. Just get refresh her like in a mighty way. And Lord, we're going to pray for what she asked us to pray for, that we all need to be praying for, the prophets and our rightful President Trump, Donald J. Trump. Lord, so we lift up the prophets right now. That gift of prophecy that they have, it would be hard to imagine for Julie this, but give them even more. Allow them to see dreams and visions and get clarity around everything. Get clarity around the fulfilled prophecies and how they communicate that to the world, so they didn't know that these are accurate prophets. These are the true prophets. These are true with amazing fruit. May they see the fruit of Amanda and Julie and Robin going out and praying for people. And actually seeing people come to Christ, seeing people falling out in the Spirit. And Lord, more and more people will understand that these are prophetic words they need to listen to, Lord. And we pray for all the prophets' protection, and not only the protection of themselves, but the families, the extended families, their teams, their extended teams, and their future teams, Lord. And but not just blessings we ask for, and not just protection, but massive blessings across all parts of their lives. Yeah. Lord, we do the same thing for President Trump. Protect him, his family, extended family, his extended team, and not only protection, but just massive blessings. Continue to work with them in the mighty way that you already have, Lord. And we can't wait to see the future of this nation, the Red Sea moments. We're ready, Lord, for them. We are ready. We're going to be here. Expand our team so that we have more people that can help the hurting. We look so forward to the great harvest and being a big part of that. We love you, Lord, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless Amen. You guys.
I receive that. Thank you.
All right. God bless you guys. Hey, saying goodbye from Virginia Beach.